What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for listening to Kinetic Podcast. My name is Josh Combs. This is a podcast geared for anyone that's involved in kids ministry. We're here to provide ideas and resources that you can put into motion to make your kids ministry more effective. So thank you so much for joining us today. This is our 5-Minute Friday, and today we're talking about this, the power of feedback. One of the biggest keys to success in anything in life, whether it be ministry, personal development, leadership, is evaluation. Evaluating ourselves, evaluating our performance, evaluating how we do things, our programs, our ministry, whatever it is that we do, when we evaluate, that's when we're going to learn how to be better at what we do, how to have a better event, how to have a better kids ministry program in this case, how to have a better kids church, how to have a better process or a better system in anything that we do. And evaluation is tough because when we reevaluate, when we evaluate how we do things, it really causes us to kind of just pull back the blinds and to look at, well, how am I doing? Am I doing things right? And what am I doing wrong? What can I improve on? And that can kind of push us out of our comfort zone. But today I want to really focus on feedback. And in our kids ministry, especially if you're a kids pastor, if you're a kids leader in any sort, any form or fashion, it is so important to have a system and to have a culture that welcomes feedback. To give you an example, one thing that I've done is I've developed a team as a kids pastor here in Connecticut, and having a team is very, very important. Not only having your volunteers, but having a team that can help you lead volunteers, and that's something that we can talk about in another podcast. But one habit that I've made here is that after every event, because obviously events are a big part of what we do in kids ministry, whether it be VBS, whether it be a kids revival, whether it be a Christmas program, events are something that we do all year round. And so events are important because not only do they provide in-reach and kids for that are in our church for a chance to fellowship and to experience things with other kids, whether it be a kids service or whether it be something community related like a block party, but they're also great opportunities for outreach. And one thing that I've done is after every event, whether it be in a face-to-face meeting with my team or whether it be on a conference call, and technology is great because we communicate through the internet and through web videos and things like that, I always ask two questions. Number one, what did we do right? The event that we just had, what did we do right? What were some things that were done the right way? What are some bright spots? There's a great book out there called, I believe it's called Switch by Chip and Dan Heath, and they talk about the bright spots. Find the bright spots. Find things that work and then duplicate them. So what are some things that work? What was it something new that we did at VBS this year? Was it a new structuring of the service? Was it something, a new activity that we brought in? Maybe those bounce houses that we brought in for the block party. What were some things that worked well? What were some things that we received compliments on or we received positive feedback on? And number two, the second question that you need to ask is, what can we do better? Now, you don't want to start off by saying, what did we do wrong? What do we mess up on, guys? Where did we really just mess it up? Don't do it that way, but be positive in saying, what can we do better next time? And I don't care how long you've been in kids ministry. I don't care how long that you have done events or been in a certain position. There's always, always room for improvement. If there wasn't, we wouldn't listen to podcasts. We wouldn't read books. We wouldn't try to better ourselves. So always ask the question, what can we do better? And so those two questions are very important to ask. And here's another thing, some practical things. Once you have that feedback, take note of it. That way next year when you have that event, keep notes. What were some things that we can learn from last year? Because we all know the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. And so take note of that feedback, and not only from your team, but have a culture of feedback from your parents. Speaking of technology, I use SurveyMonkey. SurveyMonkey.com is a great tool. After every event, I send something out to my parents and volunteers and say, hey, as a volunteer, what can be done better next time. And there's anonymous surveys that you can give people on there that people can just really vent and or express concerns or express positive feedback, which is also great to have as well, and to make those things better. So just remember, everything that you do, especially if it's an event, everything that you do, welcome feedback and always ask two questions. Number one, what did we do right? And number two, what can we do better? This has been Kinetic Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Keep following our updates at kineticpodcast.com and on Twitter and Facebook. Until next time, God bless.